Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, only 30 minutes, only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday. We have the lovely on the line, a.k.a. White Nancy. They seem to cheer longer this time. I don't know what is up.
Listen, the queen gets what the queen wants.
So how have you been, queen? How have you been?
I've been living my life. It's golden.
Y'all got a little salty weather down there, though. Picking up.
Yeah, it's down south. I'm okay with it. They can continue to have their salty weather. It's nice and sunshiny on my end. So South Florida is going to catch it.
You're on the other side.
Well,
yeah,
I'm on the other side.
I'm on the other end of it.
So by the time gets to my direction, it's supposed to start spinning out towards the Gulf, so
okay.
It should be fine. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. And is Tropical Storm Isai here? Who the heck names these?
Hey.
What in the world? What happened to Donna and Nancy? those good old storms.
Isai.
I was tripping when I seen the name, and even the announcer said, "Who names these?"
I had to wait for somebody to say it once before I could go and look it up and try to figure out what the hell.
Yeah, I know. Well, this next one ought to be a doozy. Moving on, I'm gonna give the COVID-19 numbers, and they just keep going up. Confirmed cases of 4.7 million, recovered 2.3 million, and deaths is 157,000. There's no end to this, and there are answers on how it should be done, but why is our government hard-headed in not trying to stomp this thing out? I mean, we've got to stop completely for longer than we did the last time in order for it to go on a downward trend. Am I saying it wrong or?
No, you're saying it exactly right. The problem is the last time, because the parts of the government wasn't buying into it, we only had a limited number of people that were wearing a mask, washing their hands, not touching their face, all the things that we were told not to do. Some of us actually followed those rules. Some said, not on my watch. This is a hoax created by the left and the Democrats, and it's not real. So those people went out and danced and party and coughed on each other and touched each other's faces and stopped washing their hands. And so, of course, people die. And now they're saying, uh-oh, wait a minute. I'm sick. How did this happen? All the things you weren't supposed to do, you did. And so now you're trying to figure out how to make it make sense. And we are literally, we killed each other. We didn't care. So, you know, what did they expect was going to happen?
On that point, Herman Cain passed away.
Mm-hmm.
He knew he had preconditions, I guess, with the cancer and his age. But yet, he was out there at that last rally, one of those rallies, the Tulsa rally it was, without no mask, in a crowd of people, in a closed area. And it's sad,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the thing
really
is really
sad.
It's sad that he passed away. Anytime someone dies, that's a sad thing. However, the problem isn't so much that he died. It's the disrespect of what he died from. When so many people are saying, well, he probably just died of cancer because he had stage 4 colon cancer 9 years ago, and he'd been in remission all this time. Now, all of a sudden, they're trying to make it seem like the cancer is what killed him, that what really happened didn't happen. Even though every doctor, even his family, everybody's saying he died of COVID-19, I'm surprised that they're literally trying to make this sound like something else. And it's scary, and it's even more disrespectful to the people who have been dying of this disease all along. And when they're asking that people wear the mask, it's not that hard. I'm looking at little kids who don't mind putting it on.
Yeah. It's just some hard-headed people that don't want to believe and want to keep it political instead of making it about saving lives. I digress. I get very angry. I done argued at a couple of my ignorant black friends. Yes, I say ignorant black friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're listening.
Mm-hmm.
I digress. There was a President Obama sighting this week. How about that?
How about that?
That was, I mean, somebody talking in full sentences.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
And
it made me happy.
I think he did a splendid job at John Lewis.
The eulogy was intoxicating.
Yeah.
Listening to someone speak with such reverence and fluidity, and everything about it was easily followed. And he never once praised himself and told people how amazing he is. He just let his words speak for the person that he was there for, and he let everything that he was saying be about that other person, unlike somebody who is currently occupying the White House who has no concept of anyone but himself. His ego is so much bigger than anybody else's.
Also, he talked about the other so-called president, which ain't mine.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about him without saying his name. We knew what he was talking about. Did you learn anything this week about John Lewis that you didn't know? Or did you
know
everything?
I did know that, he started out preaching to his chickens. I did hear that story before. I knew that. But I did not know that when his family decided to cook one of his flock, that he decided, I will not eat one of my people. I mean, that's my congregation. I'm not eating him. So he stood in protest. He's been protesting since he was a little kid. So he literally has been that man, even when he was that kid. So I thought that was such a beautiful
story.
Well done. Well done, John Lewis. Well done.
The one thing I learned what he carried in his backpack. I didn't know what books and the titles were. He had a toothbrush, an apple, and two books. And the
two books
were the American Political Tradition and The Seven Story Mountain. Seven Story Mountain, written by a monk in his closer walk with Jesus. I did not know the name of the books he had. And I thought he only had one. So, that's what I learned. I was like, whoa, didn't know that.
Yeah. Dude was so
deep. Kind of knew a little bit more.
Yeah. He was even deeper than people realized. His legacy will live so much longer than we even expected it to. I love that person that's in the White House now did not come to his funeral. I love that because I did not want it sullied by someone who was dishonest and insincere about who he is. It would have been disrespectful to show up to that man's funeral knowing that you spoke so harshly of him all of this time. So So I'm glad he didn't come. He didn't go. That was not the place for him.
And plus, he would have had to wear a mask the whole time.
He would not have done that. He would not have done that.
I don't think the people would have let him in either.
Mm-hmm.
They would have let him in
wearing a mask.
Yeah, they wouldn't have let him in without no mask. So it would have been.
Yeah, I think something's going on. Yeah, I think with John Lewis, they were like, look, bruh didn't like you, and you didn't like him. Don't show up here. You can even bring your old stupid mask, but we don't want you here.
Yeah, right. I agree. Bill Barr, with his Fred Flintstone-looking ass, got grilled in Congress this week. And I don't know if you see my post on Facebook.
Yeah.
I said the first question should have been, did those brontosaurus ribs really knock over your vehicle? That should have been the first question.
Well, you know, the thing
I wrote it on.
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm amused by everything that people say about him. But he is such a horrible person and an evil human being that it just angers me that he's allowed to be this way, and he's so self-righteous that he can say these horrible things, and there's no way to bring checks or balances into it. The man lied when they said, did you know anything about anything?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't know nothing about nothing. He literally sat up there and said, I don't know nothing about nothing.
He will tap dance his way out of stuff with big words and long sentences, trying to run out the clock, the five-minute clock they had to ask him anything. Yeah, stuff like that is just really ridiculous. Do you think it would be appropriate if Uncle Joe wins the presidency and his attorney general brings Bill Barr back in for questioning?
I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think it's going to matter. I feel like by that time what he will have done is whatever he needed to do to make sure that everything he says, nothing can be found or backed up. I don't know who his backers really are. If it's the Russians, trust me, they've already done everything they need to do to make sure nothing is found.
So you don't think they can get him on procedure? Get him on the stuff that he's been doing that should have been checked by, like you said, by Congress already? Or it's too late? Will it be too late? Or do you think you should be?
I think Biden's he's going to have so many things on his plate that chasing down the bad guy at this point is just not worth it. The thing he needs to be doing is fixing the messes that man has caused. The last one being him saying he was taking subsidized housing out of the neighborhoods of the good white people.
Yeah, but he only wrote an executive order? Executive orders can be overturned.
Of course,
it's not like you got to go through Congress to get it all, and have everybody agree in here,
Listen,
the president
the way they have backed him on some of the most ridiculous things, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get it authorized.
Well, it would have had to go through Congress, and I'm going to be honest with you. I looked and checked. I looked online to see what was passed through Congress, even if it's not televised. You can go to .gov and find out what's going on if you really want to know. And a lot of that stuff he wrote as executive order, which can just be changed by another executive order. I mean, that could be wiped out. You don't even have to go to Nancy and them. You just write it out. But he done put so many executive orders, that's a lot of ink that Biden got to sign. A whole lot of ink.
But he does.
That's the only way.
I honestly think he does it with a purpose. When he doesn't want you to focus on something else, he does something very ridiculous so that it moves your attention in the direction he wants to. It's a shell game with him. So I feel like he doesn't want them talking about the fact that there were hits out on American soldiers, and his friend was responsible for it. So he doesn't want you to talk about that. So what's he do? He moves troops around. So you say, hey, wait, what's happening over here? So you don't talk about the thing you need to be talking about. Same thing with this. He doesn't want you talking about George Floyd anymore. He doesn't want you talking about Breonna Taylor. He doesn't want you talking about Ahmaud Arbery. He doesn't want you talking about those things. He doesn't want you talking about that that Epstein woman. What's her name? Julian?
I know who you're talking about. I forgot her name. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He don't want you talking about her because he wants you discussing things that are going to make you crazy. So he's doing these things so that he can get you off track of what he really wants to do. He don't want you talking about certain things. He really doesn't want y'all talking about him wishing that lady well when she literally is a pedophile.
He's going to end up partner.
Oh, yeah. If they're smart, they will postpone her trial until December or January. If they're smart,
I'm thinking it is postponed. If I want to say it's next year sometime.
I thought that's what they were trying to do. I don't know if it actually went through, but I know they were trying to postpone it. And if that is indeed the case, and they can get it postponed, she going to jail.
Yeah, she's going to jail, and it won't be no safety for her either, because the only way she could get something special, she named some names, and they think she got some names.
And I think that's why he doesn't want this to go to trial. He's trying to I hope she don't wind up dead like her buddy, but it's a possibility.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you. Today, down in Florida, down in the Gulf, a SpaceX crew, Dragon, splashed down just about an hour or two ago, which is historic because it's the first time that a private company, instead of NASA, actually did the procedure. So,
yeah.
What did you think of that?
You know what? I got to be honest with you. I just don't care enough. I feel like that again, that's something that's happening that isn't as important as what's happening here on Earth.
But this is what I found amazing with it is because of the storm, they had to wait mm-hmm. 2 days and go, man, we can't land over on that side of Florida. We got to land in the Gulf.
Yeah.
Hey, and you bad when you can get it to land in the Gulf. Come on now. That was pretty amazing to me.
When you can go into space and then return to Earth, I think in itself is an amazing feat. No doubt about it. But I also feel like this is, like I said, it's a distraction. We got bigger things going on.
White Nancy said, "The hell with that? We got bigger."
I'm kind of old.
She said, "We got bigger things going on, y'all." So, okay, who do you want? And I know I've been asking you, and really, you ain't said. I don't think you pinpointed it to one person. This week, they say Uncle Joe's supposed to decide who's gonna be his VP. Now,
yeah.
White Nancy, who do you want him to have as his VP?
I think we did talk about this because I was
torn. Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah.
I was torn between Kamala and Val Demings.
Okay.
And now...
So,
huh?
Did it change?
I'm either or at this point. The only thing I'm concerned about is I need for people to understand that we're talking about if we can get him for 4 years, by the time he's eligible for the next four, he will be a very old man. And we got to be concerned about his state of mind, which means whoever he chooses as his vice president, we have to be prepared for them to possibly be president. So I need for him to choose somebody who still has the same vigor and has the same mindset and the same desires that a Val Demings would have. Even the Duckworth lady, I'm good with her. But I feel like she's kind of a red herring. Tammy Duckworth, yeah. I feel like she's a red herring. I feel like something, you know, put her on his radar, and now she's on ours. And they're trying to push her at us? And I don't know if she's the best one.
So if he chose Elizabeth Warren, would you be all right?
Yes, because I wasn't opposed to her the way she was running her presidency campaign. I was okay with that. I felt like she had some good points. I just need her to be more open-minded, being somebody who can reach across the aisle. I don't know how good she'd be at that.
I'm going to tell you, I think she would be great as education secretary. I really do.
I don't have an issue with any. I know Kamala is at the top of his list. I just don't want people to not choose. I don't want people to not vote for him because the woman standing next to him is someone that they would not want as their president if something happened to him. That's my concern.
I like Stacey Abrams too.
I think she may be too radical for a lot of people. I like her personally, but I think she may be a little bit more than your average pale person could take.
I don't know what the only thing she's radical on is the cheating and voting, which is really going on.
I think
I
that
mean,
you have
I
to also...
I'm sitting here thinking, what else did she... I mean, other than the voting and this voter fraud and suppression, what else did she actually amp up?
I think where you're not hearing what I'm saying, I'm telling you there is a particular...
I understand that part.
You get what I'm saying, then. I think she made more than they're willing.
Because I look in the mirror every morning and look at myself. I understand.
You know what I'm... I think it's a lot. I think that sometimes people don't take into account what we just find as average, and it comes out as being just a person of an ethnicity. That is the same kind of person that when they see it, they're like, oh, that's one of them. They're going to have everybody trying to wear a dashiki to school. And it's a whole different mindset of what they see and what they think.
Right.
So me liking Stacey Abrams, I think she's awesome. I think she's so on the ball. She's so smart, and she's so able to orate what she's thinking with such clarity. I love that about her. But I also think that can be a little of what they've always said about women of color. When we stand up for ourselves, they will call you an angry black woman. And I just don't want that to be her moniker.
So Kamala, you know, she has a Caucasian husband. You think that helps push her over?
Yeah, I think that does.
I would go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying I think that softens her for them.
I would love her as the AG, though. Attorney General. I really do.
That would be the perfect job for her.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I want Elizabeth Warren as the Secretary of Education. I mean, I think that would be the perfect job for either finance, one or the other, one of those three.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I would be okay.
There's a lot of people I could place in there if I was if I was actually the president, I know a whole lot of people I would put, you know, this is a job for you right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. 45 is talking about delaying the election and saying it's the most rigged election in history. His work. Was that another thing to throw out there to get our minds off of another, the other subject that's very important? Or
do you think
he would try to delay the election?
I think it's all of the above. I think he would love to delay the election because he feels like people don't like him, he's not going to get a fair shake. But at the same time, we also know that he does not have the authority to delay the election. It's written in the daggum Constitution. He can't just change it because he don't like it. So, you know, there's a lot of things he don't like, but he can't just change it.
Yeah, it's got to go through the House and the Senate.
You have to have an amendment to the Constitution. When is he going to be able to do that?
He ain't.
Exactly.
He'll probably try to executive order it again.
Good luck with that. You don't get to amend the Constitution. That's not an option. That's not an option.
My last one. What? Taking the risk, Republicans, so long to pass the HEROES bill. What is the problem? Because they want a new FBI building. Well, somebody put that in there. They also want new weapons for the military. Somebody put that in there. Ain't got nothing to do with COVID. And these people are hurting.
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. And I hope everybody that's late with their money decides to vote every Republican out of office.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing. I think it's nothing that the Democrats are trying to get over. Maybe it's too much money, but it's going to cost a lot of money to help all these people out.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah, this is one I don't have an answer for. I just don't understand why you would not want your fellow Americans to be able to feed their families and have a roof over their head, considering that there's over 1.7 million people who are unemployed at this time. Why would you not want to do for them what you could? Why are you okay? Why are they okay with this? Why aren't they doing everything as quickly as possible to get money in their pocket? I don't know.
What you call it? I think with the, there are some of them saying they're not willing to spend another dime. That's what they're saying. Like
that's
Rand Paul,
saying, but,
a couple of them saying they won't put no more money into this because they think people are saying
they're going
getting
home
more
with,
money at home instead of working. You see what I'm saying?
But
there's
but
no
they're
job.
Going home with their, they're going home with their paycheck every day.
And probably in October they're going to vote for a raise. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's part of the program there. But the point I'm making is they're thinking that people do not want to go back to work because they're getting that $600 a week. But, I just said, their jobs have been gone. It's being gutted because of this pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, how can you go back to work where they're not letting you go back to work?
Right.
I am so upset about this, boy. I tell you what. If I had
a magic wand,
I would be waving that stuff until my arm fell off because there's a lot of
things that need fixing.
I think people could get jobs, people that's able to work these jobs. If they pass the infrastructure bill around the country, for the country, there'll be jobs for, the next 6, 7, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Bridges are breaking up, roads are falling apart.
Yeah.
I'm so upset. My passion is in this. But thank you again, D. Lovely, for calling. the music is getting ready to come on in a minute.
Yeah.
These 30 minutes go by fast.
They do. We have so much to talk about.
You see what I'm saying? These 30 minutes go by like, woo! Yeah, so I appreciate you for calling in. She has a headache, a migraine. He's had for 2 days. And,
yeah,
of course, we both know about those migraines.
Yeah, man. Woo, Lord help us. I hope she's okay. I'll be thinking about her.
Well, you take care, and hopefully, you know, God willing, I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe now.
If the good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise, I'll see you next Sunday.
What, that creek? All right.
All right, love. All right, bye-bye.